It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in the studio, I have Patrick Polk and Thea Stefan. They are with As You Like It. It's a new production that's going on this week. We had a few days last week. This week, Wednesday through Saturday, at the USU Eastern Black Box Theater. And you know what? There's so many things. This is a Shakespearean show, but put your expectations aside is kind of how we've gone and found out and talked about this. We're going to talk with Thea first. She's the director of the show. And Thea, let's get right into it. What brought you here to Price, Utah to do As You Like It on the stage at USU Eastern?
Well, it's funny. Usually the way the theater business works is you are recommended for a show by someone you worked with in another show. And that's what happened here. Jesse Swim, who's currently at Pioneer Theater doing Elf, recommended me to Brent at USU and went through an interview process and ended up flying from London to Salt Lake and driving to Price and directing these fabulous students in this show.
Well, so that was kind of a culture shock then. What were you in London doing?
I was observing a director on a production and seeing all the theater reopening there, so that was amazing.
You were saying that this Shakespearean production of As You Like It is, if you break it down, and a lot of people, you know, some people would realize and think, okay, Shakespeare's always broken down to comedies, tragedies, and histories. Mm-hmm. This is a comedy.
It is. However,
you've kind of taken some license with this and tried to have some fun with it. And that's why I said at the beginning of the interview, put all your expectations aside. So let's give people a little basis of your As You Like It.
Well, first of all, I said it in the 1950s, so don't think you're going to be stuck in Elizabethan England with very formal presentation. We're having a lot of fun with it. I made an adaptation for 10 actors to be an ensemble piece, definitely playing up the broad comedy, but also the sweet, touching romance. It's a really lovely, touching piece, but absolutely your expectations should be out the window. It's two tight 50-minute acts, many, many laughs, many surprises.
And that's, once again, that's going to be the fun part of it all, is that it is a comedy. But it's not going to be like a normal stuffy Shakespearean thing that people really, some people, and we were talking before we came on the air, some people will see one Shakespeare production and they just didn't like it, and that just shuts them off for anything else. Give this a shot is basically what you're saying.
Yeah,
right?
I'm saying please give us a shot because I think you'll really, really enjoy it. We have 10 actors playing 17 roles. Our three leads are only themselves ever, but the other seven actors double roles in very surprising ways, different across genders and age groups and against type. So there's constant action, and all 10 actors have relatively the same amount of stage time, and they're just going to keep surprising you over and over and really, really get you with some laughs and also get you where you feel.
And how many times have you done this particular show before?
This is actually my first time ever directing it. So I came up with this adaptation specifically geared toward this school, this program, what I thought would really work for this area.
So you kind of customized it for the people right here at USU Eastern and the people of Carbon and Emery County.
I absolutely did. I customized it for the local audience, but also as part of a workshop with these actors. They truly helped me develop it. You know, I came in with my concept and my adapted script, and then we found a lot of fun business as we went along the way.
All right, so we're going to talk to Patrick now. Patrick Polk, how are you this morning?
I'm doing wonderful, Dave.
All right, now you're no stranger to theater productions at USU Eastern. How many is this for you, or have you lost count?
I'm trying to think. This would be the fifth at USU. But this will be 16 in total.
Mm-hmm. And so what role do you have in this show?
I get to play one of the leads, Touchstone, the fool of the court.
Well, that's not typecasting at all, is it?
Oh, no, not
for those
at all.
That know Patty, it's okay. It's okay. So, Patty, what really do you like about this role?
I've loved the fact that I've got to open up in this role because, as you said, it is kind of typecasting, but it's good typecasting because I've had so much fun just exploring the nuances and all the fun Shakespearean lines I get to say.
Well, he also has a love story.
And the love story.
It's not often that happens for guys like us, is it?
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about how was it working for this particular guest director?
Thea has definitely opened my eyes to more Shakespeare and has given me more of an idea of where I can take certain lines or how I can build on my already knowledge of Shakespeare.
And, you know, we have to ask this question because we do every time. How was it working for her as opposed to working for, say, Corey or for Brent?
Oh, that is a very hard question because...
Because I'm sitting right next to him.
even beyond that, Thea has worked more on nitty-gritty things and has forced me to work more as myself compared to Brent and Corey, who want me to work myself and explore for myself. It's more over just it's the same style. I can say that it's the same style of directing, just different approaches.
And that's going to happen no matter what you do. Everybody mm-hmm. has a different approach to doing these things. So last question for you. What is something that you're going to take with you from this show? Everybody always takes something with them from a show that they do. What's something that you're going to remember the most about As You Like It?
Experience-wise, I'm going to take the fact that even though I was scared out of my mind to do Shakespeare, I realized Shakespeare is just as any other play.
All right.
Something you can have fun and enjoy doing.
And that's why you do it, right? Is to enjoy doing it. All right, let's give everybody the particulars then, Patrick. When's it going to be? Where's it going to be? And how do we get tickets?
So we open at 7. The Black Box opens at 7 for ticket prices. Tickets start at $12 for adults, 9 for seniors, 7 for high school students, both in Emory and Carbon, 7 for USU Eastern faculty, staff, and alumni, and $3 for USU students, except for on this Wednesday, USU students get into free.
Student performances on Wednesday night. Doors open at 7, show starts at 7:30, correct? Yep. And it's all at the Black Box Theater. You know what, Patrick and Thea, thank you so much for coming in today. I really appreciate it. Get out and see this show. It's going to be a lot of fun. Sounds like they put a lot of work into it. And you know what? Give Shakespeare a chance. I think that's all we're saying right now, right?
Thank you, Dave. Yes, give Shakespeare a chance.
Thank you once again. We've been speaking with Patrick Polk and Thea Stefan of the USU Eastern production As You Like It, going on Wednesday through Saturday up at the Black Box Theater. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.